You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Luke chapter 19, verse 12 and 13. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Our Lord Jesus in this parable made it very clear that he would return. It may look like he has taken his time, but Jesus will certainly and definitely return. And as God's children, the scripture talks about those who look forward or who love his appearing. We must desire and love the coming of Jesus. In the book of Revelation, the Spirit and the bride says, come. The bride of Jesus and the Spirit must speak one language, which is that Jesus should return. Every believer must look forward to the return of Jesus. That is why any church that says that it is not their calling to preach the coming of Jesus, to preach the return of Jesus, that church has become satanic. That church has become apostate. They may wear suit there, they may speak good English, they may look like men and women that are very okay. But I tell you the truth, they have completely deviated from the way of the Lord, because the great hope of the world and the great hope of the believer is the return of Jesus Christ. In fact, every message, every epistle focus the church on the fact that Jesus would soon return. But the danger is that some people hear this and in their excitement or in their misunderstanding, they start to isolate themselves waiting for the return of Jesus. And we have had people even starve themselves to death, live in one camp, one location, isolating themselves from the other, giving the date when Jesus will come. No. Jesus, though he was going and he will return, he gave 10 pounds to them and said, occupy till I come. Be engaged till I come. Don't go and sit down and be idle and say, well, since we know Jesus is coming, there's no point doing anything. Even Jesus said, you must occupy. He gave you talent and he's going to judge you on account of what you do with the grace and the gift that he has given to you. So, brethren, we must occupy. So, on one hand, we must look forward to the coming of Jesus. On the other hand, we must occupy. We must get engaged with the gift, the grace, the ability, the opportunity, the life, the time that he has given to us. We must use everything for his glory, such that when he returns back, he is glad that you use all that he has given to you for his glory and for his honor and for his profit and for the advancement of his kingdom. So he said, we must occupy till he returns, not till you get tired. It is until Jesus Christ returns. That means that your focus must be on his return, on his returning, while you are still engaging with the grace that he has given unto you. We must maintain this balance. Our heart must seek the return of Jesus. We must look forward to it. But while we are here, whatever he has placed in our hand, we must gainfully engaged with those things unto the profit for the name of the Lord. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.